is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Bledisloe Cup is back. Wallabies versus All Blacks, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Bill's Fruity Friday jokes still to come. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
I know, but back by popular demand, which pretty much is every week, is the Idiot File. It's either an idiot song, which it was last week, to The Only Way Is Up.
Yes.
And I think what you'll realise when you listen to these next 8 minutes is it hasn't gone up.
Yes, it has.
It's in fact gone down. That's what's happened. So, well, online, Rabs, you can get 8 minutes.
That's it. Yeah, 8 minutes on the podcast.
How many right, here?
So this one's just a tick over 4.5.
And it'll be old stuff, so be nothing,
I don't reckon.
There'll be nothing new, Jim, I'm telling
I think it's
you.
All from this week.
No.
And that's what we love about it, Rabs, myself. It's also what the family love about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Poor old Billy gets bullied.
No, you don't. This
Billy
is
bullying.
All your own stuff that we just replay. That's not bullying.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy it.
I'm going to take you to the Fair Trials.
The what?
Fair Trials Association.
He's already started there. Next idiot file.
The next one. That's what he does. While we're playing this one, he presents stuff for the next one.
You're with me?
No.
Rush Hour, Jim, Bill, and Rabs.
No.
And Whitney, and Rosemary, and Ethan.
Who?
Ethan.
The listener app, it's still on there, your joke from Friday that is completely inappropriate.
It is. And Ewan, I mean, what's the other bloke's name? Our man out there.
Don't say anything.
Ethan. Oh! He called him Abe.
Abe.
Big Cam, he played for Longwood, Jim, on Saturday in the Carlton draft thing. And Moons, of course, lining up for goal. And just have a listen, someone else thought it was someone else. So Longwood kicked 9 goals, 3:57, Jim. Mm-hmm. Got defeated by Violet Town. Violet Town.
Violet Town, yes. Violent Town.
Violet Town.
You wouldn't want to live there.
No, Violet.
I've just bought a joint, Mum. Oh, really? Where have you bought it? Violent Town.
Chief Jim was forced to admit that he used a solarium. It was alleged on the Friday Brag artist, was Oscar, I think, that rang in and said that his mum used to look after him with the double sizzling.
Oh, no.
Hey, Roscoe. So this is what Sergio said.
Yes.
200 as captain, Scott Pendlebury. Well done, Snot.
Scont.
Scont, sorry.
Yep.
200 as captain.
Snot. Snot Pendlebury.
Snot Pendlebury. Yeah. Passionate supporters aren't happy over there at Port Adelaide, Jim.
Why not?
And this was the headline. Petulant Port Pan posts their thoughts about Pinkley.
Pan.
Well, there's a lot of P's in there.
Right, so you just added another one.
What is it?
Don't say anything, rabbits.
Petulant. Trying to reluctant. Petulant Port Pan posts.
Oh. No, fan. You don't have to put a P in there.
Well, everything's P.
Oh, my God.
Petulant Port Pan posts their thoughts about...
So then you go, their thoughts.
What? Hang on. Pen Pinkley. Right, here we go, Jim.
Yep.
And it's a Thothoris joke, Jim. People send me in now.
Oh, God.
Thothoris jokes. Oh. You ready?
The best song they have.
It's like going to see British India and they don't play... one of their best songs.
Oh, my.
What about this, Jim? Melbourne Storm are set to sign Tigers flyer David Nofolium for the remainder of the 2022 season. Jim.
Nofolium.
That's his name. Nofolium.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they're going to sign him,
I don't
Jim.
Know what his name is, but I guarantee it isn't that.
But what about...
You sure?
Yes.
No, he's not sure.
Actually, I'm not. Lukey Boy, against the Giants this week, it used to be the Battle of the Bridge. Now it's the Sydney Derby. Oh, mate, my biggest decision of my life.
Oh, no.
I've got to do my due diligence and all that crap. What does that mean, that question? The independence of the Governor-General.
Auditor-General.
Auditor-General. Yeah. What is that?
You're about to get up on stage in front of 48 people.
No, 68.
Oh, 68.
Eight tables of eight, which is 66.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't reckon that's 68.
No,
I'm telling you, it's no good at all. Baby.
Opening ceremony last night. Charles and Camilla arrived in an Aston Martin, Jim.
Aston.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Talking to Angus Brayshaw.
Angus.
Now, Gussie. Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, But gee, they taste kind of
peppermintly.
Oh, no. What? They taste like peppermint.
Peppermintly. Oh no.
I've heard Deb Zeppelin. So I'm saying that's bloody Australian. So ring now, 1-3-3-3.
No.
Bloody un-Australian.
Un-Australian, that's better. Yeah. Poor.
What's bloody Australian?
Un-Australian. 1-3-3-5-3.
Jimmy's in Berwick. Hello, Jim.
Jim Dillon.
Fellas, how are we?
What did you just call him?
G'day, Jim. How are you? Because there's a young Australian, Jim. He is an ace. His name is Oscar Pistastri.
Don't say anything. Have another go.
Raps. He's from Brighton. He's a good boy.
Have another go.
He sped past me the other day going down the pen.
What's his name?
Oscar Piastri.
That's better.
Piastri. There you go. Yes. Just further news on the Oscar Piastri, our man that was going to be...
Careful what he
I know. Did I tell you about Oscar Piastri?
Oh, no.
Piastri?
Piastri.
I'm from up in Malden, up the Calder.
Oh, now, Jim, this is the oldest country town that's in.
Yeah, first notable.
What does that mean?
Lego is turning 90. How do South Australians pronounce Lego? But there are 16 medals in total for Australian swimmers on the Pentultimate, which is the second last, Jim.
Pentultimate
means the second last night, okay?
No, I don't think there's a T in there, Bill.
There is a penultimate.
Yeah.
There is a T in there, but
we haven't had a Carlton Draft box.
I know, I see that.
Well, when's that coming?
It'll come, Jim. All just right. To those that are wait.
All right. 1-3-3-5-3. If you want to be a part.
Those who wait, get it.
Oh no.
Well, we want them up.
What is an indication of what we're Bill? About to deal with.
Do you know what the term is?
That is it.
Mm-mm. All good things
come to those who are big.
At San Remo, every day, midday, they feed the pelicans.
Oh,
that'll be fun to watch.
Brilliant.
Oh. You could have a go too. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit what? A bit bristle.
Bristle. Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff. What's that called, Jim?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis,
that's it.
Not pubis. No. Osteopubis. Can we get out of you what it is?
Osteoporous.
Big pun.
Osteoporous causes bones to become weak and brittle, Jim. That's it.
No. Osteoporous.
Osteo what?
Poreos. Anyway, we move on.
Paralysis, Bill. It's not even a hard one. Sounds like he's trained off a touch.
A little bit. He was not jumping up and down.
No, not as much. Not as much.
I'd have to be in his early 60s.
God, he's 68.
68
okay,
is he
late 60s.
What's his name? Roger Frank-Jurit. That's his name. Better known as Plastic Patron.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it, Hose?
Roger François Jurit.
Yeah, righto.
Nothing like
not
that.
Not Fran Jurit.
No.
Roger Frank Jarrett.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been writing this book, Bill, on footy's tongue twisters, and that's the new edition.
What's wrong? I like when Jay-Z comes in.
Taking a couple of Panadol, popped a couple of Panadol. That's the latest entry. Right. As you can see, I'm still having trouble with it, Radzi.
Got to get back out there.
Well, you say it quickly. Popped a couple of Panadol.
Popped a couple of animals.
Oh,
JT.
When we do these shows on a Friday, Bartholomew, I'm on site either at Marvel or here at the MCG.
Yes.
Jace's been putting our production together for as long as I've been here, pretty much. Pisses himself. All I do is look up and his head's just nodding up and down. Going, how can one bloke be that stupid?
Well, he'd know. I tell you what, I love having Jay-Z in, but we're going to do a podcast, Jay-Z and I. Yeah, what would be called? Popped a couple of Panadol. We're going to call it that.
It would be called A Couple of Idiots File.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Experience one of the oldest rivalries in world rugby, Wallabies versus All Blacks. The Bledisloe Cup is back in Melbourne for the first time since 2010, September 15 at Marvel Stadium. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Don't miss out.